Hare Krishna. In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Ayur harati vaipumsam vadyam astam chayannasau tascharate yakshanonita uttama shloka vartaya. Every day when the sun rises in the east, it takes away a portion of the ayu, or the duration of life of all the bodies of the living entities in this world, and then sets in the evening. Again tomorrow the sun will rise and takes away a little more portion of the duration of life of the bodies of all living entities, and then again it sets. In this way the sun gradually, little by little but surely, is swallowing the duration of life of all the bodies of the living entities in this world. Besides that, the living entities are all put in a plastic body. Prabhupada uses the word plastic body. There is one lecture of Prabhupada which is entitled Going from One Plastic Body to Another Plastic Body. So the living entities are put in body which are like a plastic body, which is good for nothing, because in the shops also you find mannequins or dolls made of plastic, just like a showpiece, it is kept there, but that cannot give any happiness. Similarly, the material bodies are pain producing, not bliss producing. Klesha da, it is said. Asannapi ashadeha. Asannapi klesha da ashadeha. Rishabhadev says. So, like Narada gives Narayana, and body is called klesha da, gives klesha. So, this plastic body is like a cage for the spirit soul, and once this plastic body is finished, then another plastic body is given, and this repeated process of, you know, being arrested from one plastic body to another is also another feature of this material world, because the living entity has become separate from the Lord, turned away from the Lord, has a dangerous enjoying mentality to exploit the other living entities. In order for limiting his exploiting mentality, this body is given, which poses some limits to him, and he is put in this body. As far as devotees of the Lord are concerned, this verse says, Uttama Shloka Vartaya. The devotees who chant the holy names of the Lord, or the devotees who glorify the Lord, the fame of the Lord, for such people, although they appear in this world, the current plastic body is the last plastic body for them. They will not be again encaged in one more body like that. Rather, they will return back home, back to Godhead. So, we say that Krishna is never born, but then we celebrate Krishna Janmashtami. How? If Krishna is not born, then why do we celebrate Janmashtami? Because Krishna descends on that day, and then at a certain time, he disappears from the world. To go to another universe, just like the sun rises in the morning and sets in the evening. That is not the birth of the sun or death of the sun. Similarly, the devotees of the Lord have come in this world. They have a body, but because they are completely sanctifying, spiritualizing their time, ayu, the duration of their life completely. So they make their time into amritatvam. They spiritualize their time, energy, senses, body, resources, wealth, and whatever they possess. In this way, by spiritualizing them, they become immortalized even while seated in the bodily cage of this material body. And in this way, the devotees transcend the effect of the sun on the body. Like the body of the devotee may get old, eventually pass away from the eyesight of others. But a devotee does not take one more material body, because there is no need for a material body. Because the soul, as well as the subtle body, have become completely aligned with Krishna's will. So therefore, one should not forget this harsh reality of the material world. That when the sun rises in the morning, the sun and moon are the eyes of the Lord. When the eyes of the Lord are looking at all the bodies of the living entities, gradually a little bit portion of the ayu of the bodily plastic cages of the living entities is being devoured. Mrityu sarva harashchaham. Krishna says that I devour every living entity by my kala future, kala rupam. So how does he do that? In the form of the sun, when he comes, little by little, the body is becoming kshin, diminished, gradually heading the body towards the graveyard. And anyone who has a vision to see the effect of kala on the material bodies of the living entities will never be inspired to do sense gratification. They will never wish to undertake any new sense gratification project in their life. Rather, they will know this body is gradually depreciating, gradually being devoured by the sun. So before the body falls apart, let me chant the holy name, let me hear the katha of the Lord, let me awaken my loving relationship with the Lord. Turunam yatet napatet anumrityuyavan. It is said, nishreyasaya. He says that before the body falls to the ground, dropping dead, one should awaken one's love for Krishna by chanting the holy name daily with great sincerity and prayer to the Lord that let me not forget you, let me remember you, let me love you, let me serve you. And that is a golden opportunity. Every day when we wake up from the bed in the morning, we should know that, oh, one more day Krishna has given me to purify my heart. Let me utilize it fully well. So that I take one forward step of knowledge of Krishna.